Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive things happening at the secondary level. On today's program, the top performing schools in this year's Reggae Marathon are rewarded with computers courtesy of Sagicorps. I'm Anjoui James Sawyer. Stay tuned. As the old saying goes, encouragement sweetens labor. And when the labor you're talking about is running a marathon, the encouragement has to be well worth it. That's the reasoning behind insurance company Sagicorps' decision to invite local high school students to participate in the annual Reggae Marathon. So, to sweeten the pot, Sagicorps has since 2008 donated 6 computers to the 3 schools with the top performing teams.
Sagicorps has been sponsoring the Reggae Marathon since 2008, and we are committed to development activities, and the Reggae Marathon is one such event. The sponsorship of the computers for the schools was actually to encourage the schools to participate and also to encourage them to excel at the Reggae Marathon and to do well and to foster a competitive spirit amongst the teams.
Manager of Public Relations and Corporate Social Responsibility at Sagicorps, Nadine Newsom.
We expect that the schools will utilize these computers in the most well-needed areas. We intend for students at all levels to utilize the computers in a very productive way that will enhance their learning and educational goals.
The top 3 winners of this year's batch of computers are St. Jago High School, Homewood Technical High School, and Edwin Allen Technical High School. All 3 schools are more than happy with their winnings. Vice Principal at St. Jago High School, Arlene Jones, says plans are already in place to utilize the computers.
We have an enhancement program at the school where the computers are placed, and so the students are able to access and use the computers to enhance their learning. Particularly students who do sports, they are the ones who benefit most from the computers that we have received through this program.
Race participants Gawain Lawton and Anisha Burke are both pleased with themselves for having earned the machines for their school.
Well, it's a very good feeling knowing that I could represent my school and just bring back something that I know will be beneficial to the students.
I feel good because it's going towards the school and education for a wider future.
Track and field coach at Edwin Allen High School, Jeremy DeLissa, says the experience of competing in the Reggae Marathon and winning the computers has been very rewarding for everyone involved.
It's a great feeling, both for the coaching staff and the athletes themselves. They feel a significant level of accomplishment, you know, to know that you are contributing, as you said, to the school, you're helping to build the school, and you are setting a good example for other teammates and the younger ones.
Race director for the Reggae Marathon, Alfred Francis, is especially pleased with Sagicorps' sponsorship, noting that it has helped to reinforce the message that academics are as valuable as a track and field career.
We are happy that Sagicorps contributed in this aspect, and we are seeing the use of it. The whole academic development where our athletes are concerned, we have to impress upon them how important it is to prepare themselves for life after track and field. When they leave school and they don't have an athletic career, this is what they're going to rely on, the whole academic preparedness. So kudos to them, big them up for their continued support, and I know they'll be there next year.
Race director for the Reggae Marathon, Alfred Francis. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Simply email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call 926-3590. Remember to join us again next week. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Dog, it's all your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.